Tom Fano?
Yeah.
He knows you're holding, so he'll be with you in a minute.
Okay.
Yes?
Mr. President, we're about ready to come over there.
Well, I haven't got my statements yet. Did they bring it over?
My secretary is over there typing it as fast as she can. She just brought it back. Instructions to get it right to you, Evelyn. Just
right. Now, let's watch this figure, this 4-3. Now, the airline people are happy?
Yes, sir.
Bob says that they were very ugly to him, that they were saying I'd sold them out, particularly Eastern. So I think you better talk to Mr. Curtin and say, now, this man's been tough, and all you would have done is just tied up here for another month. You couldn't have got legislation or anything if Johnson hadn't have done this. And he's got reports that some of your airline people have been implying that he was selling somebody out, and he's not that kind of guy. And I want you to get in touch with your presence and tell them that what does this cost out? $72 million, you said, is going to be a little under the $72,667.
I can't talk, Mr. President.
All right, okay, well, is it over that?
I don't know in dollars. I just don't know.
All right, well, you find out and come on and wait just a minute, Bill.
Bring him to the cabinet room. We'll need 15 minutes notice to go live and hold up on.
In the cabinet room?
No, sir. We'll remove him from the cabinet room to the theater.
Well, haven't you given him notice? Well, don't give them. Let 15 minutes start running. Have you got the statements satisfactory with them?
Yes, sir. Yours is okay with them. Bill Curtin is sitting right here writing a statement out, and Bill Wirtz is working with C. Miller. But they'll all say what we had talked about.
All right. Just get that worked out, and come on as slow as you can, because we're trying to get this statement of yours, and it's got to be on teleprompter. We'll all go over to the movie and go live.
All right, yes, sir.
Okay.